RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. We welcome you in here to Tee to Green, live and on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on what is a beautiful, sunny Saturday here in Western New York, and it's your only spot for local golf talk every week. Tee to Green, right here on WGR. Well, this week we are at Niagara Falls Country Club and making our annual pair of stops here for what is Women's Porter Cup Week. They will have their tournament there here this upcoming week, and we'll be previewing the event coming up here in just a few moments. Coming up on the show, beyond talking about the Women's Porter Cup, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here coming up in just one moment. Of course, we got to talk a little bit about the match. Bills quarterback Josh Allen playing earlier this week, and I know a lot of Bills fans tuned into that. Other golf news going on this week. We mentioned with the Women's Porter Cup here. Well, there's a big women's event going on the Pro Tour this week. The U.S. Women's Open is being held, the USGA running that event, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Kevin Sylvester, the third man of our team, he's working hard this week. He's on the ESPN Plus broadcast, and if you want to tune in and watch him on the stream, he's at the Memorial in Columbus, so we'll get an update on what's going on with Kevin there through two rounds at the Memorial at 7:45. The LIV field was announced for their first event. Dustin Johnson is in that, so we'll have all that and more. We have our Fantasy League winners coming up for our Tee to Green Fantasy League for the month of May. We'll announce those. and a lot more along the way here. Brian Colzio with you, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, good morning.
Quite the rundown to start the morning.
Yeah, we have a lot today.
And what a view we walked into this morning, huh? Crystal clear across the lake. You can see Toronto from this this beautiful clubhouse they have. It's a bright, clear morning. It's fun.
The best patio view in Western New York golf, right?
Oh, hands down, bar none, I would say. Yeah, and in the fall, it's even more beautiful. Yeah, but a day like this, there's a hole out here where you're on the putting green, too. I want to say 16, and you can see the you can see Toronto from there, too. So it's pretty cool to see that far on such a clear, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day, and if you're going out to play golf today and you're listening to us this morning, we appreciate it. All right, so we've got Women's Porter Cup talk coming up here, but let's bring in our first guest from Niagara Falls Country Club, the PGA Pro, Dustin Riggs. Dustin in his first year here at Niagara Falls. Dustin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming on. You took the job here. It required a radio appearance, but now you do.
It would have been a deal breaker, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A couple months in, here we are.
That's right.
They hit you with it after you move.
That's right. Just so you know, you got to do the thing with the radio guys.
With
that's right.
Colzio and Mitis.
I know. Yeah. Well, Dustin, congratulations on being here. How's the first few months been going for you?
It's been really good. So it's obviously a little bit of a change. I came from Indianapolis for the last 5 years, and coming up to Western New York, we're all in two jackets on June 4th or 5th. So here
get
we
used
are.
To it.
Yeah. So, it's been good. It's been really good. The weather's finally turned, and we're getting some rounds and playing some golf.
How about your background? You said you come from Indy. What else can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, so I come from Indy. I actually grew up in the Cincinnati area, so Ohio kid, talking about the Memorial. It's one of my favorite events to go to. Unfortunately, missing it this year, but that's okay. I went to college at Eastern Kentucky University. I was in their professional golf management program, and it's been good. I've traveled around the country doing internships every summer. The PGA program's so great because you don't have to do the PGA program on your own. You do it while you're getting your marketing degree or business degree, and they come to us for the testing, so it makes it so easy on the PGM programs if you get in and want to be a golf professional. So traveling across, we've been out to Park City, Utah, Vail, Colorado, North Georgia, and here we are.
Now you're in Western New York. Excellent.
It'll be the best place you stop. And I hear you can play a little bit. You already won a Pro-Am. Welcome to the section. I heard you shot 68 at Irondequoit this week, a very difficult golf course. That's nice playing.
Yeah, it was a fun golf course. The fairways are a little wider than Niagara Falls, so I felt like I could swing it pretty freely.
Yeah, it's a little tough around the greens, though. That I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Definitely.
So what attracted you to come here? What do you like about the place and the course from what you've now that you've gotten to know it a little bit?
It was interesting. So I applied for the job. My dad grew up in Southern Buffalo, so that's what sparked the interest. And then getting the interview, learning more about the place, learning about the Porter Cup. It was funny story. When I was at Country Club of Indianapolis before here, I got the interview, I learned about the Porter Cup. I'm walking into the office at Country Club of Indianapolis and never noticed it before, but big crystal. And I was like, I'm gonna look at it. Porter Cup champion on it. And I was like, wow. And I was like, so Patrick Rogers and his family are all from Country Club of Indianapolis, Avon, Indiana. And I was like, who knew? Like, I had no idea really about the Porter Cup. I've always been, you know, just not at that level as an amateur golfer to be invited here. So I'm learning about that and then tying full circle with my dad being from here. And I have a lot of family in the area. So
very cool.
That's kind of sparked the interest.
Yeah. And for those that maybe, you know, every year that are listening, hearing about the Porter Cup, I mean, there's obviously, you mentioned Patrick Rogers, PGA Tour player, but the list of players that have participated in this event, I mean, you don't have to go too far down the list to start recognizing names. You can start with Tiger Woods that has played in this. And
yeah, it's insane.
Phil Mickelson has won it, and David Duval, former world number one, has won it. And, you know, even current stars, we mentioned Dustin Johnson. He's making headlines this week. He's played in it, too.
Yeah, there were 27 players who played in the Masters that were in the Porter Cup.
Wow.
Yeah, walking through the clubhouse, you see the pictures from the guys that have played. Craig Stadler. I mean, just everybody after everybody's anybody's been in the event. So it's a cool, cool event. You're in for an enjoyable week, and these kids can really, really light it up.
Yeah. When you think about the Masters, that's right. If you add in Tiger and Phil, Crenshaw, DJ, like you can start adding
Justin
green,
Thomas.
Justin Thomas. You can start adding up green jackets too.
Oh, yeah.
That has been accumulated from players that have been in
this. Unbelievable.
Yeah, really cool. So The men's Porter Cup is in July, and we'll be back here in a month doing our show for that.
Hopefully it's warmer.
That's right. This week upcoming is the women's Porter Cup. So what's your role in that, and what are we hearing about how that event will go next week?
Yeah, so our role is we're rules officiating, we're scorekeeping, we're opening the shop doors. It's obviously open to the public. Come out and watch these great ladies play golf. I mean, it's unbelievable. We have, you know, ladies from top Big Ten schools, SEC schools, ACC. I mean, the top lady amateurs are coming in.
Brooke Henderson played here. Yep.
Brooke Henderson's a former champion here. So
yeah, she played, I think, in the first one. And yeah. And the women's one obviously continues to grow and get better every year. I was watching Henderson yesterday play the U.S. Mm-hmm. Women's Open down
as
at Pine Needles.
Yep.
So she obviously a legit player. And Canadian squads usually they come down with some pretty good talent.
Yeah, Team Canada's coming.
Yes.
So
either boots show up. Yep, they come strong.
They can get over here now, which is great. And we're going to really play some golf.
That's
it's going to be a good week.
Very, very cool. Dustin Riggs with us, the PGA Pro here at Niagara Falls Country Club, joining us on Tee to Green. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be joined by a couple of the directors from the committee of the Women's Porter Cup to tell you a little bit more about the field and more about the event. And if you maybe like to come and spectate how all that can go down here. But while Dustin's with us, why don't we get a quick thought on the Memorial? You obviously are familiar with that event. Through two rounds, what's the biggest challenge playing that course for people that are maybe going to watch some of the TV coverage this weekend?
I mean, I would say it's similar to Niagara Falls, but in the sense of you have to be in the fairway. If you hit it offline, off the tee, you are scrambling at the Memorial. It's so brutal. The green complexes, of course, they blew it up. They did so all the greens redo, and it's spectacular. But the rough is so penal, and you just can't get anything through it.
Yeah. I remember, was it 2 years ago when they were playing like 17 and 18, and then behind them when the last group was through, they already were starting to tear up greens to get
That's
it ready.
Right. I remember that also.
Remember that?
Yep.
It was a weird scene to see.
It was incredible.
Yeah, the superintendent's out there. Let's hope there's no playoff. They're not on these holes if there's a playoff, obviously.
No extra holes.
Yes.
That's right. And, of course, Jack Nicklaus's name on this tournament every year, and he does such a good job. A lot of players will go just because of the fact that Jack is the host for the event, and he's done, obviously, so much for the world of golf along the way. So, you know, I think this one, Jeff, wouldn't you say, you know, of the non-majors on the PGA Tour schedule, this is right in the top handful of them, right?
Oh, yeah. I think if you're a tour player, this is, it's on your preferred list if you can get into this field, and unless you're Dustin Johnson. But, yeah, this is one of the big events of the year, like Arnie's Place, I would say, and this one. And there's a couple other events, but those would be two of the non-majors that you definitely want to be in the field for.
Yeah. Cameron Smith is your leader, 8 under par. So, again, Kevin Sylvester going to join us at 7:45. He's been working the event. We'll have some details there. Let's get to our Western New York PGA tip of the week now, as Dustin is with us. Brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So these ladies this week we know are going to be smashing the ball here. And some of the members will be like, oof, they got that ball down pretty far on some of these holes here. You want to talk a little bit about the driver swing. So what are some tips for people to be a better driver of the golf ball?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I teach a lot. When I teach, I see a lot of amateur players on the downswing. You know, they always lean forward to their left and they hit down into the driver. And it can't be more opposite of what you need to do. And, you know, the easiest way to learn and practice is tee it up really high, line it up on the inside of your front foot. I shouldn't say left foot for all you lefties out there.
Right.
But on your front foot. But it's very important when you swing the driver swing on the downswing to keep your head behind the ball. What this promotes is you swinging up into the golf ball, and that's what launches the ball in the air. That's when you see these guys on tour, skinny guys, effortless power, and they hit up on it, it launches, low spin, and it stays up in the air forever. So we're trying to get away from hitting down into it like you do with an iron or a wedge. We want to hit up into the golf ball with the driver just to launch it, lower the spin, get the big first bounce in the fairway, hopefully.
So it's high launch, low spin, basically. And what you're saying is when you get your head behind the ball, that makes the bottom of your arc or the low point of your golf swing behind the golf ball. Is that way? And then pushing the ball forward helps that reach its bottom of its arc and start to ascend before it makes contact, right?
Correct. Yeah, I like to teach, you know, the center of gravity is so important in your golf swing. The center of gravity is where the low point of your golf swing is going to be. You know, a lot of guys, when they miss it, if they sway back and then sway forward, if you sway back and get stuck, the bottom of your golf swing is going to be way behind the ball. Vice versa, if you sway forward, wherever your center of gravity, your sternum, I like to say your sternum is a good point of center of gravity, the bottom of your swing is going to be way ahead of the golf ball. So
yeah, so wherever your center of gravity is, that's where the low point of your golf swing is.
So it's a simple concept, but it's easy to know.
And yeah, the best players are always going to bottom out with their irons 2 to 4 inches in front of the golf ball. But with the driver, you're actually swinging up on it. I'm fortunate to work with a track man, and they actually can track those numbers. So your angle of attack with the driver, you want it 1 to 2 degrees up. Somewhere in that range is optimum. Mm-hmm. And then with the irons, you can tell where you're bottoming out in front of it. So it's a nice tool. And I do think you're right. Most people tend to hit down, and they'll see that shot that has that. It kind of spits off, spins real high, and then cuts to the right if they're a right-handed golfer. That's a dead giveaway that you're hitting down on your driver. If the ball starts low, rises, and cuts to the right, you're trapping your driver on the downswing, which is not what they're designed to do.
I think you bring up a good point, though. But for amateur golfers watching the pros play, and you know, we watched Justin Thomas win the PGA Championship, hit his drives 330, 340 yards, and he weighs 150 pounds wet. Mm-hmm. Will Zalatoris, who's weighs nut like a feather, this guy can crank it pretty far, too. Jeff, so obviously it's a lot of technique. Of course it's great to be fit and strong and, you know, bigger and stronger. Of course that can help, but clearly that doesn't, you don't have to have that to hit the ball well.
No, it's how fast you rotate your body and other things you can do in your golf swing. And it's also learned. You can practice. You know, if you're not training to create speed, then you're not going to create speed. So even if you just went in your yard and just tried to swing as hard as you could 20, 30 times without a ball there, just practicing creating speed, that's going to help you be better. And look at the last group of the NCAA championships on the 18th hole. Everybody had 180-something miles an hour of ball speed. So that's where the game's going if you're young and trying to be competitive in this, in the competitive golf world. You have to create speed now. And then you got to combine it with good fundamentals to square it up so it gets in the fairway. But driving is super, super important. You know, the old drive for show, putt for dough. It's kind of more like proximity to the hole and how far do you hit it off the tee? Yeah, those are kind of a little bit more important now.
And you always say, Jeff, I know when kids start off, you always say, like, get them swinging as hard as they can. You'll worry about straightening them out later, but that speed is something that as you get older, it's tougher to replicate.
There's
right?
a window as a young athlete where if you haven't by like 12 or 13 learned to create speed or, you know, running or jumping or swinging a golf club, that window starts to close. You can still do it, but when you do it at a younger age, you create speed, you create power, you sprint fast, that stays with you forever, and it helps you to be a better golfer, better athlete in every sense of the word.
Yep. Dustin Rinks, the PGA Pro here. Oh, do you want to jump in more?
No, okay. No, go ahead.
With us here from Niagara Falls Country Club. We'll be previewing the Women's Porter Cup tournament here in just one moment. But before we let you go, Dustin, how about just what do you think the ladies are going to face playing this week? Like, what's key to scoring well here at Niagara Falls Country Club?
Yeah, so the real difficulty here, I mean, the fairways are tight. We talked about that. The rough's thick. We talked about that. But every green complex has 3 or 4 bunkers, very subtle breaks. I mean, to score well here, you not only have to be straight off the tee, but you got to get the putter going. You got to roll the rock. You got to, you know, read the greens. Hopefully the caddies can help a little bit, but you just got to roll the rock here. You get the putter going. Obviously, that's everywhere, but you just got to get to the green. Hopefully, you're good bunker play. If you miss the green, you're likely going to be in a bunker, so it's going to be tough.
What did Brooke Henderson shoot the 1 year here? Didn't she shoot?
She shot 60-something.
62 or
63.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, these are going to be some excellent players this week, so we're looking forward to seeing
Bring your kids out to watch. Yeah, it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
Yep. Well, Dustin, it was great to chat with you for the first time.
Yeah,
hopefully,
thank you, Brian.
More radio appearances coming up. We'll hook you up. We'll get you back on for the Men's Porter Cup here in about a month or so when we're back. But thanks so
Perfect.
Much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Dustin Rinks with us from Niagara Falls Country Club. We'll take a timeout, more details, and we'll break down the field of the Women's Porter Cup as we take our first break. I'm Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Zach back in our studios. Thank you, Zach. Kevin Sylvester from the Memorial coming up at 7:45. More Tee to Green coming up from Niagara Falls Country Club right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tea to Green coming up.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
.721 Welcome back. Tee to Green live on the air here on WGR. We are at beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club out on the patio by the Pro Shop overlooking the 10th tee right now. As we're here, and we want to thank PGA Pro Dustin Riggs for joining us last segment. Some good thoughts on the driver's swing with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And now more on the Women's Porter Cup as we bring in a couple of more guests. Janelle DiGregorio and Michael Vitch, part of the tournament directors for the Women's Porter Cup Committee. Michael, great. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Michael has been, I think you've been on the show with us a few
times. Yes, I've had the opportunity to talk with you guys.
Ratings are always up when you're on, so we have to bring you back on.
He's got the voice. So. He's definitely got a good radio voice.
I'm glad we're able to do it again. It's always a good time to see you guys.
Janelle making her Tee to Green debut. Thank you, Janelle, for coming on. We appreciate your insight here coming up today, which, of course, is about the Women's Porter Cup. We're going to talk to you about the field in a minute, but, Michael, how about just the history of of the event.
Sure.
We were mentioning Brooke Henderson in the last segment, a part of the first one. Just kind of what it started, the idea, and kind of where it is now.
We have to, tournament, the Porter Cup started in 1959, so the men's Porter Cup. And then out of that grew a senior Porter Cup, and that's been going for off and on about 20 years. The women's Porter Cup, this is year nine. Is that correct, Janelle?
Year nine.
Year nine. Actually, one of our tournament directors, Steve Den, who now is an emeritus, he came up with the thought of we should probably do a woman's. And so we were fortunate that we had an individual member that stepped up, Brian Oakley, to head the tournament. Now he's an emeritus, but and we're going to actually honor him at a dinner next week. But the tournament for us as a club has been fantastic. The quality of the field that Janelle will share with you is the best that we've had this year. We're pretty excited about that, and we've had major winners in our field win our tournament, like Brooke Henderson, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we were just watching her yesterday play in the U.S. Women's Open, doing what she does well, and we know that Team Canada always brings a strong women's contingent down, right?
Janelle can talk about the number. She's got how many Canadians do you have this year?
Yeah. So there's a lot of Canadians, but when it comes to Team Canada, we have 4 from the National Amateur Squad, and then we have another 5 from the National Junior Squad this year.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a different setup where they have national teams. The U.S. doesn't have a national team.
Right. Yep. Yeah, so we've been very lucky working with the coaches for Team Canada on both the men's and the women's side. But on the women's side particularly, they've been very strong in sending us players and communicating with us throughout the year. So it's been great.
It's nice they can get back, you know, over the border again and play. Yeah.
Now, that was an issue, obviously, for a little while. Janelle, before we talk about some of the players, how about just the job of recruiting players to come and play? Just kind of give people maybe a little insight on what that is like, and, you know, talking to maybe coaches and or parents and other players. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think between last year and this year, it's changed a little bit. Last year, you know, we got a ton of international players, obviously, because a lot of them couldn't go home. So when you look at, you know, especially the winner, Kan Buttabody, you know, she was from the Philippines. A lot of the women that came in the top 10 were from South Africa and India. You know, we had a lot of that diversity there. This year, a lot of them can go home for the first time.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit different, a little bit flipped. You know, we focused a lot on more of the players that lived in the U.S. and Canada. And so I would say most of our field right now is Canadian. And a lot of them, you know, have been looking, you know, like Taylor Keough, she's playing at Alabama. We have a lot of Auburn commits, which is great, Mississippi commits. But it's just kind of flipped.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a lot of international players this year, I think, because they can go home for the first time.
So a lot of them were playing college golf here and then just couldn't go home. So they playing in the Porter Cup was available then for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So Excellent. Now they can go home, and it's nice to see them. You know, we follow a lot of them on Instagram. We keep up with them.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that they're able to go home this year. But, you know, it was a little bit of a different twist.
And I got to think part of the communication and the recruiting process, you know, social media is a big part of young ladies' lives. So, I mean, that's something I'm sure that you have to be on, right? You got to be aware of what's going on and kind of...
You might have an Instagram account.
I might have created the Porter Cup Instagram account. Yeah, I might. But no, it's nice. You form those relationships. You know, I was getting texts yesterday from some of the players that couldn't make it. You know, just saying, oh, it popped up in my memories, you know, wish I was there. So it's great to see that.
What about the field is interesting this year, do you think? I know you mentioned a lot from Canada. What else are some of the headlines?
You know, it's a very young field this year. I will say that, you know, there's a lot of younger players. Like I said, a lot of the women are going into their first year of college that we're seeing, which is great. You know, we do have, you know, a few players from internationally. So Aloisa Atienza. She's from Singapore. She finished second in her last two tournaments, finished second in one tournament, won one tournament in Vietnam and Singapore. So she's coming over, which
Very
is going
cool.
to be great to see her. Katie Cranston, who they're calling the next Brooke Henderson from Canada. She's playing at Auburn. She just won the Dustin Johnson World Junior. So she's going to be playing next week. So it's great, you know, going to be great to see her back. We have Nicole Gall, who finished third at the Dustin Johnson. You know, and then we have, you know, some of the other ones that have played, like Ashley Chow is coming back. She tied for second last year. She plays at Southern Methodist. So, you know, it's a really, I think we're building up the field, making it a bit stronger.
Excellent. Janelle DiGregorio and Michael Vitch from the tournament directors here, the Women's Porter Cup Committee, along with Brian Colziel and PGA Pro Jeff Midas. We're here at Niagara Falls Country Club. Next week's the Women's Porter Cup. And Michael, we know from speaking in the past that a big, you know, she mentioned the memories, you know, popping up on their social sure. media accounts. Part of the memories, I know that if you talk to former players about coming here, it's the experience even beyond just
Absolutely.
Playing the golf course here. And I know that you guys are planning some cool things for the ladies next
week.
Yeah,
definitely. We try to make both the men's and the women's Porter Cups be special experience for the players. And those that are now out on tour will tell you that it's one of the best amateur experiences they have. We try to make it as close to a professional event as we can. But at the same time, we try to give them social events that they will enjoy and have a great time. Next week, we're going to have a Tuesday night is their practice round. But Tuesday night, we're going to have a long drive contest, which is unique for the women to get a chance to do that. So that'll be a lot of fun. A lot of members will come out and cheer them on.
Yeah,
some of them can hit it far. And then Wednesday, we're going to have a barbecue, so a family barbecue. So members will come out as well and interact with the players, and it's nice for them. And then on Thursday, we're excited for the players' dinner. We're going to have Jada Pierce, the head coach of Niagara University women's basketball, speak to them. which should be a great talk and should be a lot of fun for the women. It's a highlight of the week for the players. And the good thing here at our club, a lot of our members embrace the tournaments, and they're the volunteers. They're the heart and soul of it, housing players, you know, scoring, marshalling. They're out here doing the work.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah, running a tournament is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we've been fortunate to have a membership that has embraced not just, you know, these two tournaments, but three with the Senior Porter Cup in September. So.
And after watching the U.S. Women's Open this week, it's motivating. Yeah, now you want to come up and watch these girls play because next year they'll be in the Open, and some of them are probably in there. Yeah, so
absolutely.
And women's golf has really grown. I feel like it's been
absolutely
way more mainstream. There's been a lot of great personalities and great players. Nelly Korda, you know, drawing people to the game.
And old guys like me, I you know, try to emulate those swings, right?
Yeah, you can't emulate Nelly Korda's swing. No offense.
You can't do that. I can't do that. No, I can't do that. But I'm trying to go nice and, you know, tempo.
Hits it far, though. That's the difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I think. I think you're right. I mean, they said this year this more television coverage for the U.S. Women's Open than ever. It's been on USA like hours and hours and hours, and you can stream it, and like it's going to be on, you know, NBC all over the weekend now too.
And how about the winner this year? The second place player in the U.S. Open this year, the Women's Open, will win more than the winner won last year. So it was like $1,900,000 last year. It's like 1.2 for second.
As it should be.
Yeah, 1.8 for first.
That's great. That's exactly, you know, finally we're getting to the point where we understand that this is the way the world is.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yes. And if you enjoy golf, you enjoy watching good golfers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt. Janelle, what are some of the details about the event next week in terms of the, I know Michael said about some of the events. How about just round one, round two, spectating, all that sort of stuff for the general public if they're interested to come out and watch?
Yeah, so round one kicks off on Wednesday. Tee times will start at probably 8 o'clock in the morning and then run throughout the day. So anybody can come out and watch. You know, we'll have the halfway set up for people to go and get food and snacks and everything. We encourage spectators. We would love it. You know, I know it's still within the school year, so it's tough for some families to get out. But, you know, even Friday afternoon, if you want to come out and just watch the end, it's always very exciting with the women's tournament. So, yeah, it's open to the public.
Yeah, and it's free. Yeah, it's free.
It's great. I remember I brought my son up just a few years ago, and one of the players tossed him a ball, and he still has it on his little shelf in the room. Like, little things like
that.
Cool. Yeah. Just like that's how you get kids sucked into the game and, you know, excited to watch.
And see how
play.
Good they are. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
To see how it is, for sure. So, well, I know, Michael, you mentioned it, having the member buy-in is huge here. How about the golf course itself here? You've played quite a bit.
Yes, a little bit.
If you were going to caddy for these ladies here,
what would you tell them? Stay out of the rough. Yeah. We're fortunate that weather was good this year because we're in the process of upgrading our irrigation system. But the course is just spectacular right now. The greens are fast. The rough is long, and even the spots where they get it cut, the ball just sits down. It's very, very difficult to hit that shot out.
It's like the bluegrass rough. Yeah, there's not a lot of give.
Yeah, it's crazy. But obviously these players are going to hit a lot straighter than I hit it, so they should have a little better outcomes than my scores.
I don't believe that for a second.
For those of you that are not familiar with the course here and haven't played it, the last handful of holes are very unique. They're all different from each other.
Yes.
And some of them very scorable in terms of risk-reward, and then some of them extremely difficult. Like, I think of the 17th hole is a very difficult par 4.
16 is a difficult par 3.
Difficult par 3. And then, of course, you've got a couple of the holes back in there where the creek runs through that... Yep. You know, they 14, might play 15. Very aggressive, trying to think, hey, I'm going to give myself maybe a run at an eagle chip or a putt or something like that here, or maybe a sure birdie. So, I mean, it's an exciting final stretch of holes to see the strategy. I know from just coming up to watch or other Porter Cups in the past, those final round decisions are going to be interesting to play out.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18 have been, you know, the highlight of so many tournaments, and it's always cool.
Something always happens on one of those three.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen, you know.
No one goes par. It's not that
simple. It's very, very difficult. Yeah. Yes, very difficult.
Michael, I know you wanted to mention a little bit about the Men's Porter Cup before we let you go here. That's coming up, mid-July, right?
Yes, week of July 11th. So 13 through 16. I got the dates correct. Janelle, thanks. We're expecting a great field this year. We're going to have an awful lot of international players, where Janelle's field is flipped to more U.S. and Canadian players. Looks like we're going to have a lot of countries represented. It's same thing. We're skewing a little bit younger, which we like too. There's going to be a lot of hopefully these young players will have several years with us, and we'll have a lot of fun watching them grow. But should be a good time. Hopefully the weather's good, and we can stay away from any rain like last year. Looking forward to it.
It's always a good event either way.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We'll have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Dustin Johnson event. Of course, DJ played here in the Porter Cup, and names that even non-golfers know, like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
It's just fun. We were watching yesterday. Just it flipped on the men's event, and there goes Max Homa, and we're like, he was such a nice kid when he was here.
He's popular now. What a great kid!
Yeah.
Top 50 in the world. Top 30.
It's fun to see him. Justin Thomas to win the PGA, last week, we're like, well, he was a great kid, too. What a nice guy. Yeah. It was a lot of fun to see him grow.
When we were talking with Dustin Riggs last segment, he had said that there were 27 or 28 players in the Masters field, which, by the way, is a smaller field. It's the smallest of the major fields that had played here in the Porter Cup. I mean, that's pretty – it's a smaller field. I mean, you had like a third of the field of the Masters had played here in the Porter Cup. That's something I'm sure you guys are proud of.
It's great. And for people to come out and watch, you never get this kind of opportunity to be this close to this caliber of player. So that alone is a lot of fun.
My neighbor played in the Ham-Am, and he's still a couple times, and he still talks about the guys he played with and how he follows them on tour.
The Ham-Am is our sponsor event, and this year we'll probably have again 20 companies involved. M&T Bank has again stepped up to be our lead sponsor, so we're pretty excited for that.
If there's a local business that wants to be involved, Michael, would they
just
contact you?
Yeah, they can contact me, or they can call the club. 282-1204 is the number, so 282-1204, and they could just ask to leave a message for me, and I'll get back to them. But absolutely, like I said, we have about 20 other companies to get involved, and a lot of different things you can do. You can buy a sign, or all the way up to a full hospitality package.
So no surprise, Western New York getting behind local events.
Absolutely.
Like we see it all the time. Yep. Janelle, if people want to follow the event, is there going to be live scoring, or the website is portercup.com still the site to go to?
It is. Yeah. We'll have a live scoring link up there, and then we're hoping to be able to post some updates on Twitter, Instagram. You'll be able to check out some stories on Instagram. We'll take some live shots of the girls out there, so we're hoping to really boost the social media presence this year.
Excellent. All right. At Porter Cup. Make sure you follow them on Twitter and on Instagram. Janelle, thank you so much. It was great to speak with you. Michael, great to see you again, as always. Good luck with the event next week.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Women's Porter Cup next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Come on up to Niagara Falls Country Club and check out the next future stars on the LPGA Tour. Okay, time out here from Niagara Falls Country Club. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit. Dustin Johnson, we've mentioned him quite a bit in the show. He made some news this week.
A little bit.
Jeff, you'll break down what you thought of Josh Allen playing in the match this week. And Kevin Sylvester's at the Memorial. That's why he's not here with us. He's working on the broadcast this week. So we'll have Kevin's take on what's going on there in Columbus, Ohio. Back with more in a moment here as we take a timeout from Niagara Falls Country Club. We're out here on the beautiful patio by the Pro Shop. We'll be back with more in a moment. Tee to Green right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
7:42, we welcome you back to beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club here in Lewiston. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester is at the Memorial. We'll be checking in with him in just a few minutes. It is time for a PGA Tour leaderboard check. The Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Jack Nicklaus's event. Cameron Smith is your leader right now through two rounds, 67-69. He is at 8 under par. A two-way tie for second, Denny McCarthy and K.H. Lee. They are at minus 7. Some of the other big names of note, Rory McIlroy in contention again. He is at minus 5, just 3 off the lead. Heading into the weekend, Patrick Cantlay, the defending champion. He's at 3 under, as is Will Zalatoris. John Rahm is at 2 under par.
And the Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week it's the Principal Charity Classic at the Wakanda Club in Des Moines, Iowa. It's led currently by Kirk Triplett, Tied, three-way tie at second place are Jerry Kelly, Ken Tanigawa, and Brett Quigley.
And, of course, we've mentioned it before, on the ladies' side of things this week, the U.S. Women's Open, one of their biggest events of the year. It's in Southern Pines in North Carolina at Pine Needles Country Club. Minji Lee and Mina Harighi are your leaders. They are at 9 under par. Anna Norquist amongst the group that are 2 behind at -7. Some other names of note, you mentioned Nelly Korda. She is tied for 14th. She is -3. Lexi Thompson, one of the biggest names on the tour, also in a tie for 14th. She's at -3. Local story, interesting one that we're really excited about. Melanie Green.
Fine player.
Young player from Medina, New York, qualified for the U.S. Open. Unfortunately, didn't make it through to the weekend, but congratulations to her playing in the U.S. Open.
She's played in the Women's Porter Cup.
Yep, she's played in the Women's Porter Cup before. Also an interesting story this week, Annika Sorumstan, who won her first U.S. Open at this course at Pine Needles back in the 90s, was invited to play. Really cool. 74-81. Unfortunately, Sorumstan didn't have the best second round, so she won't be playing through to the weekend, but really cool to see her playing. Brooke Henderson, who was a winner here at the Women's Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club, she made the cut right on the number at +3, so Henderson will be playing this weekend. All right. Before we talk to Kevin, a couple of other storylines. We mentioned Dustin Johnson played in the Men's Porter Cup here before. He was on that LIV Greg Norman Saudi run tour, the first announcement of the field that he'll be playing in the event in London. I know, very disappointed, the fans just on the other side of the water here in Canada. He always played in the RBC Canadian Open. RBC and Dustin Johnson had a sponsorship agreement. They have severed ties this week. They said they were very disappointed. DJ, clearly the biggest name on that list.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, he's obviously getting a boatload of money to show up there.
There were reports of $125 million.
And, you know, he's fully vested in the tour already. He's won 20 times. He's a major champion. He's still, if there's a suspension and if he loses a sponsor, that's he's going to make a lot of money in it. I was a little surprised, but maybe I shouldn't be. You know, it'd be nice to have him at this week's event, and it'd be nice to have him at the RBC, and hopefully those things settle themselves out as we go forward. It hasn't been a fun time in golf to see these two entities kind of fight it out right now.
I would agree. Well, we mentioned this week a chance to go see golf here at the Women's Porter Cup. Next week, the pro for the men will be at just across the border in Toronto at the RBC Canadian Open, so a chance there as well. All right, Kevin Sylvester is at this week's PGA Tour event, the Memorial. Let's get a couple of thoughts from Kevin there. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you been?
We're great. You know our view very well here. We're on the patio right by the pro shop. And Women's Porter Cup week is here. And we've been previewing it over the course of the show, Kev. And I know that we've been up here for many other Porter Cup weeks. It's a fun week for all the folks here at Niagara Falls Country Club.
Oh, it certainly is. And I know the club and the members take great pride in establishing the Women's Porter Cup to go along with the Porter Cup and the Senior Porter Cup. So they've got three events there that create memories for golfers. Matter of fact, last week when I was at Colonial Country Club for the Charles Schwab Challenge, the fellow who was assisting me out, a gentleman by the name of Wally Payne, you'll love these stories, Jeff, but he did play in the Porter Cup. And he goes, yeah, I think I finished. Wally's in his upper 60s. And he said, yeah, I think I finished, I was maybe 15th. That week. But I remember playing Niagara Falls Country Club. Great memories. So nice to see that those memories have been created way back. But here's what you're going to love about this. He worked at Colonial before becoming a member, grew up there. And one of his jobs was he ran the shag bag for Ben Hogan.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Didn't have to do a lot of moving. Yeah.
That is exactly what he said. So, you've heard the stories about hitting into the catcher's mitt. He goes, actually, it was a doubled over towel. And I never had to take two steps, no matter whether it was a 9-iron or a 4-iron. It was within two steps every shot from Mr. Hogan. I was like, that's incredible.
Very, very cool. All right, Kev, so I've been watching you on the ESPN Plus coverage, doing a great job as always, representing Tee to Green. How about the top of the leaderboard? Cameron Smith, we know, has had a big win this year at the Players. This would be another nice win if he can hold on. He's the leader going into the weekend.
Well, I guess it shouldn't surprise us, and not only because of his recent play, but what's Cameron Smith known for? His short game,
putting.
His putting.
Yeah.
And these are, players will tell you, the smoothest greens that they'll face all season, and that includes Augusta. I mean, every player, Will McKenzie, who I'm working with this week, and Andres Gonzalez, who's also on the team this week, said, yeah, the greens there are just amazing. They're just pure. You hardly find any imperfections. They don't get bumpy by the end of the day, and they are just amazing.
How about some of the other big names? McIlroy's in contention. He's tied for ninth going into the weekend. It's always fun to watch Rory play. It's always interesting to listen to what Rory has to say, too. And he, again, vocal this week in talking about the upstart tour run by Greg Norman that we heard. But Rory is a guy, Kev, for a guy I know that you interview players all the time, Rory's right at the top of your list, right, in terms of just good insight and good commentary, right? He's a good guy to interview.
Yeah, I mean, he's become the go-to voice, you know, much like when, you know, Ryan Miller was a goaltender for the Sabres, right? Who's the first person they want to talk to, right? I mean, the authoritative voice, if you will, from the player side, from Rory McIlroy. He is very thoughtful. He's got perspective, class, and he's got the resume to back it up. So, yeah, and as far as his play, you know, a bit erratic. Like, I think of 14 yesterday where, you know, he puts it in the fairway. It's an iron off the tee, and, you know, he's short. It didn't go in the penalty area, but, you know, makes bogey. And this is a sloppy bogey. He's got to eliminate some of those sloppy bogeys if he's going to win this week.
He seems to make a weird number every once in a while. That's my impression of him.
Yeah, and he's got, I mean, God, I love his golf swing, right? I mean, who doesn't? It's just incredible how he's, and how high he hits long irons. And 15, in round one, you know, he had about 230 yards, and, you know, he hits a four iron that lands like a wedge. You know,
I'm hitting three wood.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I played with Will and Andres last night, nine holes. When we finished up at another course, and you want to talk about humbling. we played the same tees, good shot, and Andres takes the hybrid out and blows it 50 yards by me. I'm like, okay.
Bam. Yep.
I know all about it.
Kev, how about we mentioned Smith, we mentioned McIlroy. How about one name that's in contention that you think maybe has a chance to make a run at this?
Well, I think you're going to see somebody make a run today, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Schauffele or Rahm or somebody like that, you know, make a big run today. But I'll say Cameron Young. I love Cameron Young's game. You know, he's finished second three times this year. You know, he's a guy that we're going to see a winner's circle at some point. You know, he can pound it. I like Cam. I'll go with Cameron Young.
Okay, very good. Kev, thanks so much. How can people listen to you this weekend?
Yeah, ESPN Plus. It's... If you get through Hulu, if you just get it through the ESPN app, you can click on ESPN Plus. I'll be working feeds 1 and 4, so the main feed, and then feature whole coverage. I'll be on starting at 9 a.m. on the main feed, and I'll be there for about an hour. Then I'll head over to the feature whole coverage. That's where we cover holes 4, 12, 15, 16 there from 10 to 11:30, and then again in the afternoon starting at 12:30.
Awesome.
I'll be watching.
All right, Kev, well, you're sounding great. Keep it up, and we know you got to get ready to get on air, so we'll let you go. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Miss you.
I know. I miss you, too, but you're doing good work. Keep it up. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
We're just jealous of you, Kev.
I know. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. All right, Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. You can listen to him again on ESPN Plus. Very cool that he's a part of the broadcast.
Does he have one of the coolest jobs there is, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Speaking of Tee to Green team, make sure you check out our Jeff Blank every week. His picks, his wagers, he gives you wagering insight. Follow him at Jeff Blank T2G on Twitter and on Instagram. He gives you picks every day, daily picks, tournament picks, and he's been doing a great job all year, so make sure you follow Jeff's work as well. And our Alex Brown is going to be doing a feature on the Porter Cup coming up here this week, so we'll look for that on our social media pages as well as on our website, t2greenradio.com. Fantasy League, we're through another month, and we want to congratulate.
So close.
We want to congratulate the winners here. First of all, the winner for the month of May, Mike Hromanek, is the winner. So, Mike, congratulations. He gets a VIP package at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. He gets a night in the hotel, free play money for the casino, restaurant gift certificates to use as well inside the casino there. So a fun night there. And we actually had a tie for second. David Oakes and Steve Ratzel tied for second. The exact dollar amount. How about that?
Of tour players and events. That's hard to do.
For the month of May. So this week they're breaking the tie. I said, give me a winning score. So David has minus 13 or worse, and Steve Ratzel has minus 14 or better. So whoever ends up getting closer this week on that will win the second place prize, which courtesy of our friends at Glen Oak in Amherst, a golf for them and a guest. So we're looking forward to that. Jeff, you had a really nice month.
I had Rory in the last event of the month, and he finished eighth.
I know.
And I don't know what I finished, but I was up there. I was leading going into the weekend, and I blew it.
I know. A couple of other things. This week, if you didn't see it, Masters ticket applications for 2023 opened up. Your chances of winning that is about as good as actually playing the regular lottery.
Getting into the Masters.
Right. Yeah. Or getting into the Masters. But you might as well give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
So look for that. You go to masters.com, and they've got it right there. Ticket application is open. I put in for it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day. You never know, right? Yeah. Why not? It's a fun event to go to. We got a minute left here. What do you think of Josh Allen at the match?
I thought he looked nervous. Yeah. He's not an eight. I think he's an eight, but he just didn't play well, and I was surprised at how good
Mahomes, better as it went on.
Right. And I thought Mahomes, his swing belied. I think he got a lot out of his swing. And Tom Brady is not. He hit some bad shots.
His tee game was rough.
He has an open blade, and he does some funky stuff, and he doesn't get it. So he's going to struggle, Tom. Good. I'm
glad. Not the best way to probably improve your swing. He had Trevor Immelman in his ear while he's standing over ready to hit a drive. What should I do here? That Trevor was giving bad advice. It's just tough to.
Well, it was interesting because watching, you see he's got an open blade, and then he's talking about weakening his grip. I'm like, ooh, that'll make it even worse. Yeah, go ahead, Tom, try that.
Didn't work out. So, and Rodgers was definitely, I think, the best player on the of the four.
He's a surly golfer, though, isn't he? Yeah,
he was not warm and friendly like the rest of the guys. Josh and Patrick and even Brady.
Brady busting chops.
You're playing a lot. Look at it. It's a made-for-TV event. Rodgers, he doesn't get that. He doesn't want to be. But the best part of that is Barkley, Charles Barkley.
Oh, he's the best, yeah. I wanted him. He was going to jump in the pond if he made the putt. That
Allen's
been
putt on that last hole, it was so close. Man, that would have been a highlight reel if that went in. And then Barkley would have went in the water.
That would have been worth the price of admission right there, yeah. He is entertaining, though, Barkley, whatever he does.
I know. Good for Josh Allen representing the Bills. I know people were excited. He had the Bills Mafia bag, and his cart was in red, white, and blue.
Yep.
And another proud moment for Bills fans, even though I know Josh maybe didn't think he played as well as he wanted to. But
it'll motivate him. He'll be on the range. Balls.
Yeah. For sure. Yep. We'll be seeing him around courses in Western New York.
Yeah, he needs to get back and work with Tim Faulkner some more and get his game tight. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. All right, Tim, give him some good advice here. We got to get Allen back in the match for maybe a rematch.
Yeah, he's got to do better next time. That's all there is to it.
I would agree. Yep. All right. That'll do it, Jeff. Good show here.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a look at Toronto. It's a beautiful view on this patio. Have a cup of coffee and watch that. Look at that skyline. It's gorgeous.
It is the best view in golf in Western New York, for sure, from this Niagara Falls patio.
And we see them all. We see them all. There's a lot of nice ones. This one's the best.
I would agree. Hey, big thanks to everybody here at Niagara Falls Country Club for coming on and giving you some insight. PGA Pro Dustin Riggs. And from the Women's Porter Cup Tournament Directors Committee, Janelle DiGregorio and Michael Vitch. Women's Porter Cup here this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's free for spectators. Come on up here, up to beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club, and you can cheer on the ladies, the next stars of the LPGA Tour. Zach, thank you back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester for joining us, and for PGA Pro Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colzio. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll be at Bobolink in Orchard Park.
Ooh, the par 3 course.
Very, very fun place to go. We'll have it for you next week. Every Saturday, Tee to Green. Thanks for joining us right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different, and also by Puma Golf Shoes.
7:42, we welcome you back to beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club here in Lewiston. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester is at the Memorial. We'll be checking in with him in just a few minutes. It is time for a PGA Tour leaderboard check. The Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Jack Nicklaus's event. Cameron Smith is your leader right now through two rounds, 67-69. He is at 8 under par. A two-way tie for second, Denny McCarthy and K.H. Lee, they are at minus 7. Some of the other big names of note, Rory McIlroy in contention again. He is at minus 5, just 3 off the lead. Heading into the weekend, Patrick Cantlay, the defending champion, he's at 3 under, as is Will Zalatoris. John Rahm is at 2 under par.
And the Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week it's the Principal Charity Classic at the Wakanda Club in Des Moines, Iowa. It's led currently by Kirk Triplett. Tied, three-way tie at second place are Jerry Kelly, Ken Tanigawa, and Brett Quigley.
And of course, we've mentioned it before, on the ladies' side of things this week, the U.S. Women's Open, one of their biggest events of the year. It's in Southern Pines in North Carolina at Pine Needles Country Club. Minji Lee and Mina Haraghi are your leaders. They are at 9 under par. Anna Norquist amongst the group that are 2 behind at minus 7. Some other names of note, you mentioned Nelly Korda. She is tied for 14th. She is minus 3. Lexi Thompson, one of the biggest names on the tour, also in a tie for 14th. She's at minus 3. Local story, interesting one that we're really excited about. Melanie Green.
Fine player.
Young player from Medina, New York, qualified for the U.S. Open. Unfortunately, didn't make it through to the weekend, but congratulations to her playing in the U.S. Open.
She's played in the Women's Porter Cup.
Yep, she's played in the Women's Porter Cup before. Also an interesting story this week, Annika Sorumstan, who won her first U.S. Open at this course at Pine Needles, back in the 90s, was invited to play. Really cool. 74-81. Unfortunately, Sorumstan didn't have the best second round, so she won't be playing through to the weekend. But really cool to see her playing. Brooke Henderson, who was a winner here at the Women's Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club, she made the cut right on the number at plus 3. So Henderson will be playing this weekend. All right. Before we talk to Kevin, a couple of other storylines. We mentioned Dustin Johnson played in the Men's Porter Cup here before. He was on that LIV Greg Norman Saudi run tour, the first announcement of the field that he'll be playing in the event in London. I know, very disappointed, the fans just on the other side of the water here in Canada. He always played in the RBC Canadian Open. RBC and Dustin Johnson had a sponsorship agreement. They have severed ties this week. They said they were very disappointed. DJ, clearly the biggest name on that list.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, he's obviously getting a boatload of money to show up there.
There were reports of $125 million.
And, you know, he's fully vested in the tour already. He's won 20 times. He's a major champion. He's still, if there's a suspension and if he loses a sponsor, that's he's going to make a lot of money in it. I was a little surprised, but maybe I shouldn't be. You know, it'd be nice to have him at this week's event, and it'd be nice to have him at the RBC, and hopefully those things settle themselves out as we go forward. It hasn't been a fun time in golf to see these two entities kind of fight it out right now.
I would agree. So we mentioned this week a chance to go see golf here at the Women's Porter Cup. Next week, the pro for the men will be at just across the border in Toronto at the RBC Canadian Open, so a chance there as well. All right, Kevin Sylvester is at this week's PGA Tour event, the Memorial. Let's get a couple of thoughts from Kevin there. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you been?
We're great. You know our view very well here. We're on the patio right by the pro shop. And Women's Porter Cup week is here. And we've been previewing it over the course of the show, Kev. And I know that you know we've been up here for many other Porter Cup weeks. It's a fun week for all the folks here at Niagara Falls Country Club.
Oh, it certainly is. And I know the club and the members take great pride in establishing the Women's Porter Cup to go along with the Porter Cup and the Senior Porter Cup. So they got three events there that create memories for golfers. Matter of fact, last week when I was at Colonial Country Club for the Charles Schwab Challenge, the fellow who was assisting me out, a gentleman by the name of Wally Payne, you'll love these stories, Jeff, but he did play in the Porter Cup. And he goes, yeah, I think I finished – Wally's in his upper 60s. And he said, yeah, I think I finished – I was maybe 15th. That week. But I remember playing Niagara Falls Country Club. Great memories. So nice to see that those memories have been created way back. But here's what you're going to love about this. He worked at Colonial before becoming a member, grew up there. And one of his jobs was he ran the shag bag for Ben Hogan.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Didn't have to do a lot of moving. Yeah.
That is exactly what he said. So, you know, you've heard the stories about hitting in the catcher's mitt. He goes, actually, it was a double over towel. And I never had to take two steps, no matter whether it was a 9-iron or a 4-iron. It was within two steps every shot from Mr. Hogan. I said, that's incredible.
Very, very cool. All right, Kev, so I've been watching you on the ESPN Plus coverage, doing a great job as always, representing Tee to Green. How about the top of the leaderboard? Cameron Smith, we know, has had a big win this year at the Players. This would be another nice win if he can hold on. He's the leader going into the weekend.
Well, I guess it shouldn't surprise us, and not only because of his recent play, but you know, what's Cameron Smith known for? His short game
putting.
And his putting.
Yeah.
And these are players that tell you the smoothest greens that they'll face all season. And that includes Augusta. I mean, every player, Will McKenzie, who I'm working with this week, and Andres Gonzalez, who's also on the team this week, said, yeah, the greens there are just amazing. They're just pure. You hardly find any imperfections. They don't get bumpy by the end of the day, and they are just amazing.
How about some of the other big names? McIlroy's in contention. He's tied for ninth going into the weekend. It's always fun to watch Rory play. It's always interesting to listen to what Rory has to say, too. And he, again, vocal this week in talking about the upstart tour run by Greg Norman that we heard. But Rory is a guy, Kev, for a guy I know that you interview players all the time, Rory's right at the top of your list, right, in terms of just good insight and good commentary, right? He's a good guy to interview.
Yeah, I mean, he's become the go-to voice, you know, much like when, you know, Ryan Miller was a goaltender for the Sabres, right? Who's the first person they want to talk to, right? I mean, the authoritative voice, if you will, from the player side, from Rory McIlroy. He is very thoughtful. He's got perspective, class, and he's got the resume to back it up. So, and as far as his play, you know, a bit erratic. Like, I think of 14 yesterday where, you know, he puts it in the fairway. It's an iron off the tee, and, you know, he's short, but it didn't go in the penalty area, but, you know, makes bogey. And this is a sloppy bogey. He's got to eliminate some of those sloppy bogeys if he's going to win this week.
He seems to make a weird number every once in a while. That's my impression of him.
Yeah, and he's got, I mean, God, I love his golf swing, right? I mean, who doesn't? It's just incredible how he's, and how high he hits long irons. And 15, in round one, you know, he had about 230 yards, and, you know, he hits a four iron that lands like a wedge. You know,
I'm hitting
it's incredible.
Three wood.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I played with Will and Andres last night, nine holes. When we finished up at another course, and you want to talk about humbling. we played the same piece, good shot, and Andres takes a hybrid out and blows it 50 yards by me. I'm like, okay.
Bam. Yep.
I know all about it.
Kev, how about we mentioned Smith, we mentioned McIlroy. How about one name that's in contention that you think maybe has a chance to make a run at this?
Well, I think you're going to see somebody make a run today, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Schauffele or Rahm or somebody like that, you know, make a big run today. But I'll say Cameron Young. I love Cameron Young's game. You know, he finished second three times this year. You know, he's a guy that we're going to see a winner's circle at some point. You know, he can pound it. I like Cam. I'll go with Cameron Young.
Okay, very good. Kev, thanks so much. How can people listen to you this weekend?
Yeah, ESPN Plus. It's... If you get through Hulu, if you just get it through the ESPN app, you can click on ESPN Plus. I'll be working feeds 1 and 4, so the main feed, and then feature hole coverage. I'll be on starting at 9 a.m. on the main feed, and I'll be there for about an hour. Then I'll head over to the feature hole coverage. That's where we cover holes 4, 12, 15, 16 there from 10 to 11:30, and then again in the afternoon starting at 12:30.
Awesome.
I'll be watching.
All right, Kev, well, you're sounding great. Keep it up, and we know you got to get ready to get on air, so we'll let you go. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas, miss you.
I know. I miss you too, but you're doing good work. Keep it up. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
We're just jealous of you, Kev.
I know. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. All right, Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. You can listen to him again on ESPN Plus. Very cool that he's a part of the broadcast.
Does he have one of the coolest jobs there is, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tee to Green team, make sure you check out our Jeff Blank every week. His picks, his wagers. He gives you wagering insight. Follow him at Jeff Blank T2G on Twitter and on Instagram. He gives you picks every day, daily picks, tournament picks, and he's been doing a great job all year, so make sure you follow Jeff's work as well. And our Alex Brown is going to be doing a feature on the Porter Cup coming up here this week, so we'll look for that on our social media pages as well as on our website, t2greenradio.com. Fantasy League. We're through another month, and we want to congratulate.
So close.
We want to congratulate the winners here. First of all, the winner for the month of May, Mike Hromanek, is the winner. So, Mike, congratulations. He gets a VIP package at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. He gets a night in the hotel, free play money for the casino, restaurant gift certificates to use as well inside the casino there. So, a fun night there. And we actually had a tie for second. David Oakes and Steve Ratzel tied for second. The exact dollar amount. How about that?
Of tour players and events. That's hard to do.
For the month of May. So this week they're breaking the tie. Oh. I said, give me a winning score. So David has minus 13 or worse, and Steve Ratzel has minus 14 or better. So whoever ends up getting closer this week on that will win the second place prize, which courtesy of our friends at Glen Oak in Amherst, a golf for them and a guest. So we're looking forward to that. Jeff, you had a really nice month.
I had Rory in the last event of the month, and he finished eighth.
I know.
And I don't know what I finished, but I was up there. I was leading going into the weekend, and I blew it.
I know. A couple of other things. This week, if you didn't see it, Masters ticket applications for 2023 opened up. Your chances of winning that is about as good as actually playing the regular lottery.
Getting into the Masters.
Right.
Yeah.
Or getting into the Masters. But you might as well give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
So look for that. You go to masters.com, and they've got it right there. Ticket application is open. I put in for it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day. You never know, right? Why not? It's a fun event to go to. We got a minute left here. What do you think of Josh Allen at the match?
I thought he looked nervous. Yeah. He's not an eight. I think he's an eight, but he just didn't play well. And I was surprised that how good
got better as it went on.
Right. And I thought Mahomes, his swing belied. I think he got a lot out of his swing. And Tom Brady is not. He hit some bad shots.
His tee game was rough.
He has an open blade, and he does some funky stuff, and he doesn't get it. So he's going to struggle, Tom. Good. I'm
glad. Not the best way to probably improve your swing. He had Trevor Immelman in his ear while he's standing over ready to hit a drive. What should I do here? You know, that Trevor was giving bad advice. It's just tough to.
Well, it was interesting because watching, you see he's got an open blade. And then he's talking about weakening his grip. I'm like, ooh, that'll make it even worse. Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Try that.
didn't work out. And Rodgers was definitely, I think, the best player of the four.
He's a surly golfer, though, isn't he? Yeah.
He was not warm and friendly like the rest of the guys. Josh and Patrick and even Brady.
Brady busting chops.
You're playing a lot. Look, it's a made-for-TV event. Rodgers, he doesn't get that. He doesn't want to be. But the best part of that is Barkley, Charles Barkley.
Oh, he's the best, yeah. I wanted him. He was going to jump in the pond if he made the putt. That had been
Allen's
the best.
Putt on that last hole, it was so close. Man, that would have been a highlight reel if that went in. And then Barkley would have went in the water.
That have been worth the price of admission right there, yeah. He is entertaining, though, Barkley, whatever he does.
I know. Good for Josh Allen representing the Bills. I know people were excited. He had the Bills Mafia bag, and his cart was in red, white, and blue.
Yep.
And another proud moment for Bills fans, even though I know Josh maybe didn't think he played as well as he wanted to. But
it'll motivate him. He'll be on the range hitting more balls.
Yeah. For sure. Yep. We'll be seeing him around courses in Western New York.
Yeah, he needs to get back and work with Tim Faulkner some more and get his game tight.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. All right, Tim, give him some good advice here. We got to get Allen back in the match for maybe a rematch.
Yeah, he's got to do better next time. That's all there is to it.
I would agree. Yep. All right. That'll do it, Jeff. Good show here.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a look at Toronto. It's a beautiful view on this patio. Have a cup of coffee and watch that. Look at that skyline. It's gorgeous.
It is the best view in golf in Western New York, for sure, from the Niagara Falls patio.
And we see them all. We see them all. There's a lot of nice ones. This one's the best.
I would agree. Hey, big thanks to everybody here at Niagara Falls Country Club for coming on and giving you some insight. PGA Pro Dustin Riggs. And from the Women's Porter Cup Tournament Directors Committee, Janelle DiGregorio and Michael Vich. Women's Porter Cup here this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's free for spectators. Come on up here, up to beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club, and you can cheer on the ladies, the next stars of the LPGA Tour. Zach, thank you back in our Immer studios. Kevin Sylvester for joining us, and for PGA Pro Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colzio. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll be at Bobolink in Orchard Park.
Ooh, the par 3 course.
Very, very fun place to go. We'll have it for you next week. Every Saturday, Tee to Green. Thanks for joining us right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.